Well, Conte to part Euro. If Italy win the Euros and Immobile's top goal scorer, I'll sing the entire song to you in Italian.
Hey!
Myself and Immobile on top.
For the best Euro 2020 coverage, download the OTB Sports app and subscribe to the OTB Football Podcast.
The OTB Podcast Network with GetSetGo. Are you ready for quick start car insurance? Get a quote today at GetSetGo.ie.
Delighted to say Jean-Philippe Leclerc is with us, L'Equipe, to talk to us about the French football performance last night. Jean-Philippe, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing very fine.
What was your take on how well France played last night?
I mean, it's not so usual that the French are favourites, especially against the Germans, and that they can cope with the pressure and deliver. So the French fans were optimistic, but in the back of their mind, they were thinking like, okay, maybe we are too confident and everything seems so perfect before the tournament. Something is going to go wrong. So there's a sign of a kind of a relief that it went so well it was a perfect opening for this Euro. I mean, to beat the German like this 1-0 in Munich, that's a perfect start to this Euro for us.
There's a strong feeling that this French team is the best of the teams that are playing at the moment, but that equally we have yet to see them fully express themselves, that they're capable of even more. Is that the sense in France as well?
The sense is that we are the world champion and now we have Benzema. So on the paper, we are better than we were when we were world champions. So, but you know, football, it's not because you have the best 11 players that you have the best team. And what was very interesting last night is that we had 11 fantastic players among the best in the world, but they really played as a team. And there were a lot of focus before the Euro on the magic three of Benzema, Griezmann and Mbappe. But yesterday, the magic three was more Pogba, Kanté and Rabiot. They really made the difference in the midfield, I think, more than up front with Benzema and Mbappe and Griezmann. So that's, for me, that's the best aspect of this game, is that we really played as a team.
At the same time, there was an incredible work rate, I felt, from Karim Benzema. Maybe it's just a wrong analysis beforehand, not necessarily expect that of Karim Benzema, but certainly Deschamps seems like he's getting this guy working hard, tracking back, putting in tackles, working for the team, as you say.
Yeah, but it's not really surprised me from Benzema, because it's pretty much what he's doing with Real Madrid. Mm. It doesn't surprise me from Griezmann, because he's got this sense of playing for the team, and he did some tackling yesterday night that were incredible. But Mbappe, it's not so obvious, because there's a lot of criticism when he played for Paris Saint-Germain that he doesn't really do the effort. He's more like Neymar, you know. He's more like, we are up front and we don't have to work for the team. And even Mbappe last night, I mean, did some very good defensive job. So I think the magic three that we had, it was obvious that they were really ready to play. I mean, to even to sacrifice themselves sometime. And that's a very nice aspect of that game. And a nice surprise, because I didn't expect Mbappe to defend like this last night, to be honest.
There will be a number of questions from Manchester United fans as to why Paul Pogba plays so well for this French team. But I think it's pretty obvious, isn't it, Jean-Philippe, that, I mean, Kante and Rabiot are probably a bit better than Scott McTominay and Fred. And similarly, having someone like Varane behind you is probably a step up from having someone like Victor Lindelof behind you. It's just a sense of control that's all around Paul Pogba that allows him to just get the best out of himself, it seems.
You know, it's also his position on the pitch. He gave an interview to us, to L'Equipe, yesterday, and he was not complaining, but he was telling us that his position on the pitch with Manchester United, or at least what the coach is asking him, is to be more defensive. And I think when he played for Manchester United, it's like sometimes they cut his wings. because I think he needs space. He needs to project himself up front. And he's not really able to do that with Manchester United. He was doing that with Juventus. He's doing that with France. So you have maybe he's got his part of responsibility playing for Manchester United. Maybe he's not the same player in his head. But I think it's also a question of tactic. And maybe Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has to wonder if he's using Pogba the right way, because it's pretty obvious that Deschamps does.
It's interesting because Pogba has before spoken with the French media and talked about feeling more comfortable with the French national setup, more familiar. And the last time that he made those statements, it was a massive outcry in Manchester when that happened. So it'll be interesting to see if the same thing happens again, or if his relationship with Manchester United is a bit better at the moment. Can I ask you just generally about the team spirit? Because it's obviously a team of world champions, and for Deschamps to take the risk of bringing Benzema back, he had to calculate that this was going to be okay, that the senior players in the team would be acceptable and would view it in as a positive. Has there been any negatives? Has it been risk-free, or has it actually just been the correct decision?
There have been some controversy last week. I don't know if you have followed that, because after the last friendly we played against Bulgaria, Giroud started to complain that he didn't get the right cross from Mbappe, and that Mbappe seems more happy to play with Benzema than with him. So there was a start of a controversy, and Mbappe went to the press conference, which is very unusual for him, just 2 days before the game. And he recognized that it was a problem with Giroud, which was honest and also a bit, a bit worrying. And honestly, it seems that they have dealt with that very well. And I think the biggest ego up front is with Mbappe. And Mbappe really admires Benzema for what he has done with Real Madrid. Maybe he wants to, he considers him as a bit of an example. So talking about egos, there was also the stories about who's going to kick the penalty. And Griezmann say, oh, it's obvious, it's going to be me. And then Mbappe say, oh, no, it's not so obvious. I would like to kick the penalty as well. So, I mean, they are very good players, but they have huge egos, and especially Mbappe. And so far as now, they have been able to deal with that. But we are playing Hungary on Saturday. Looks very easy, but we have to be careful. So we don't know. I mean, we don't want to sound too optimistic at the time. And I think Deschamps is very good at keeping the spirits to keep the spirit of all, not only his team but all the country, to say, okay, it's only the first game, and it's not because we have won in Munich 1-0 that we have already won the tournament. And you have to remember that. For the World Cup 2002, we were the world champion, we were the European champion, we went to South Korea and Japan. We were really, I mean, so confident. We were already talking about the second star on the jersey. And we did very bad. We didn't win a single game. So it's always in the back of our mind that we have to be careful and not to consider that the Euro is already won.
Yeah. And the ghosts of Roman Dominic are always floating around the team bus, I presume.
Exactly. The ghost of Dominic. Scary.
Well, at least there wasn't like a Senegal moment last night, which is probably the main thing. Like, on the eagle of killing Mbappe, I presume that's not seen as necessarily a bad thing. On the same night last night, he would have had, I mean, prior to Mbappe, the greatest player to ever play in the European Championships in Ronaldo, and he's always shown plenty of ego. He is the man who will never let Bruno Fernandes touch a penalty kick, for example. So I'm sure this is just part of the competitive spirit, all part of the journey of Mbappe to get to the very top.
Of course. He's very young, but he's very mature. And I mean, just to listen to him at the press conference or the last interview he has given to France Football or to L'Observateur, I mean, a player at this age, if you remember, even players like Platini or Zidane at the same age, they were not talking like this. They were not dealing with the pressure like this. It's a phenomenon. But sometimes especially with Paris Saint-Germain, he's got the sense that he's like Neymar, and you know, he doesn't have to do the dirty job. And with France, it's different. And I think you have to give credit to Deschamps for that, because Deschamps always got this sense of you know, of telling him, okay, you are one of my best players, but I'm still the boss. And when you have a coach that has won the World Cup, that has won the European Championship, I think, yeah, it's more easy to listen and to obey than when it's a coach that maybe you don't respect enough or that much. I'm not saying that Pochettino or Tuchel are bad coach, but I think that it's pretty obvious that Mbappe is listening more to Deschamps than he listened to Tuchel before, or to Pochettino now. And I'm not talking about Unai Emery.
Like, I mean, taking that into account, then Paris Saint-Germain should make it their absolute priority to ensure that Zinedine Zidane is their next manager then, because it sounds like he's somebody that Mbappe would respect as a coach.
Or Zidane. There was this idea that that Mbappe wanted to be coached by Zidane. So that was, I think, in the back of his mind to go to Real Madrid. But now that Zidane is not anymore with Real, we don't know what's going to happen next year. And I think that's Mbappe is pretty honest when he said that he hasn't decided yet where he's going to play next year, if it's going to be Paris Saint-Germain or elsewhere. You really want to focus on that Euro, and after you'll see. And but it's a big story in France, as you can imagine. Are we going to be able to keep him in the Farmers League, or is he going to go to La Liga or Premier League? And that's going to be the big question after the Euro.
Can I ask you what the perception of the team is from a political perspective and the relationship with the country? Because essentially since 1998, there's been a shorthand about how well France is doing as a society when people talk about the team. And sometimes we invest too much in the symbolism, and other times it seems like the symbolism is bang on. Where are we at the moment?
You have to understand that in 1998, it was the first time that we won the World Cup. We were not ready for that. And there was a sense of naivety where, yes, we was maybe too naive. And I think the situation is very different now. And we don't have this kind of feeling that that football can save the country or can save the... it's 1 year to the presidential election. And I think that the French society has never been as divided like this since World War II. There's a lot of tension because of the situation with the virus, but also because of, you know, the situation with Marine Le Pen and et cetera. And people are more like in a spirit now to say, okay, it's a hard time. So let's enjoy football and only football. And I mean, if they are black or if they are white or if they are yellow or green, we don't really care. We just want to enjoy the moment. And last night there was a kind of celebration in Paris. Of course, it was very far from what it was back in 2 years ago, 3 years ago, or in 1998. But people just want to enjoy themselves, and that's all. And people were celebrated, but any occasion to be happy and to celebrate is good enough. So I don't think there's always this political the try to use it and stuff. But I think people just want to enjoy themselves, and that's it.
Yeah, I think we've kind of all passed through that. It's almost the post-sociological period of football where, particularly international football, where it's actual national teams as opposed to the quasi-national teams that we see playing in the Champions League at this point. My last question for you is about Pavard and the head injury. You know, concussion is a huge issue in American football, in rugby. It was supposed to be a big issue in football. There were some directives that came out, but we've just seen a player knocked out on the pitch come back on. What's the conversation amongst your staff and amongst the people who are reading L'Équipe this morning?
We didn't talk. To be honest, it's not a very big issue at the moment in France. I think in football, it's not a, it's not a, it's we should talk more about this. And I'm concerned for Pavard. I don't know exactly where he's now. I mean, what's his condition is. But yeah, we have to be careful. But it looks like you guys in Ireland or in England or in the US are more concerned about that, especially in football. In France at the moment, it's more like, okay, we are very concerned. It's funny because we are very concerned when it comes to rugby. We are very, very concerned, but when it's football, it's more like, okay, it was just a bad moment and it will recover. It's not so serious and stuff. So we have to look at the situation today. But me, I think that it would be risky for him to play. I mean, after the shock he has received yesterday, it was very impressive. It was even scarier at the beginning. And maybe it's more cautious for him not to play against Hungary. And we have players to at the back, even if our attack is maybe better than our defense. But still, we are more than decent players at the back. And it would be, I think, very wise not to play him on Saturday.
Jean-Philippe, just last one for me. L'Équipe obviously known for their brutal player ratings in general. How did the player ratings go last night?
Excuse me, I didn't get this one.
How did the player ratings for the French players go last night? Everybody's excited to see L'Équipe player ratings.
The what? The ratings. Oh, the ratings.
Yeah.
The best note was for Pogba. He had a 8.
8, okay.
And there was a kind of a debate, should he get a 8 or a 9? And okay, he only had a 8, but 8 is... We tend to... Our ratings is more like the Italian press. So every point counts. And 8 is a very good is a very good rating. But I mean, Pogba yesterday was amazing. It's so enjoyable to see him play like this. And with no break, you know, and hope it's going to be like this for the rest of the tournaments.
How difficult is it for you guys to come to the number? Because these are obviously very famous worldwide, and you guys have a reputation for being very strict when it comes to handing out 5, 6, 3s, a lot of 2s sometimes.
But it's a debate between the writers at the stadium. We are not involved back at the office.
Right.
So it's between we think that the writers, the reporters at the stadium, it's got the best view to rate the players. So it's only them. Of course, sometimes if we think that a rate is too much or it's a bit of we say, okay, are you sure you want to give him 2 or are you sure you want to give him 9? But it's pretty much their decision. And sometimes it takes time, to be honest. And we are waiting for the rating. It's better at the office. What are they doing? It's because they are debating like hell. Like, yeah, you should get an 8. No, you should get a 7. Oh, it's too much. But it's part of the fun. And it's good to have controversy like this.
But it's part of your heritage and your tradition to be quite hard as well.
Yeah, it's a Italian tradition. I remember when I was a kid, I was reading Gazzetta dello Sport and. There was a thin line between 6 and 4. 6 meant you had a fantastic game, and 4 that you were ashamed to the nation. So we have this tradition. We are more when it comes to rating. We are more Latin than we are. English football has got a very big influence in France, but not for ratings. We are more Italian now. When it comes to 8 players.
I think the British press would have given Pogba 10 out of 10 last night.
Yeah. 100%. Jean-Philippe, great to have you with us. Thanks a million.
Thanks to you.
Au revoir.
The OTB Podcast Network with GetSetGo. Are you ready for quick start car insurance? Get a quote today at GetSetGo.ie.